This is the 1971 Firebird Esprit, announcing the new Pinto three-door runabout. There's hardly a car made today that exudes elegance like the Jaguar XJ.
This is Drive Time with Vinny Ricchici.
Now this week, it's a ride in an SUV that's not afraid to call itself an SUV, but an SUV that can get you 28 miles per gallon. Toyota's Highlander Hybrid. Now, this Prius of SUVs brings Toyota's hybrid synergy drive system to a fairly large-sized three-seat SUV that's surprisingly powerful. Now, from the outside, the Highlander has some subtle differences from its gasoline-only brother. A different grille and bumper are among the most obvious, color-keyed aerodynamic rocker panels another. The Highlander is pretty much a traditional square design. Lots of glass that gives you lots of headroom and wide door openings, so it's easy to get in and out of body-wise. The seats, very comfortable, except for the third row, which probably should be used just for kids, really. Kind of small back there, but it does have the third row. Interior materials have a nice quality throughout all of the trim levels. The Highlander has lots of cargo space with a whopping 94 cubic feet of cargo room with the two rear seats folded down. Toyota also has a nice system for the seats that offers many configurations to match the amount of cargo and passengers that you got to carry. Under the hood, you have the now familiar electric motors combined with a 3.5-liter V6, which all adds up to a gutsy 280 horsepower. It moves the all-wheel drive Highlander along quite briskly, even for a hybrid, with 0 to 60 times in the mid-7-second range. The Highlander can also be outfitted to tow up to 3,500 pounds. Handling on the Highlander is, well, it's okay. Soft in the corners and on the bumps and ruts. It feels like, well, well-behaved but boring. Kind of what you'd expect in most Toyotas. It's not a sports car, but mom's never going to lose control of the ride. As you would expect, Toyota builds a number of safety features standard into the Highlander. Anti-lock disc brakes, stability control, front side airbags, active front seat head restraints are among many of the safety features that you'll find in the Toyota Highlander. Fuel economy is where this car really starts to distance itself from the others in its class. The EPA estimates for combined city and highway come in at 28 miles per gallon for the hybrid Highlander. Now that's a 9 mile per gallon increase over the non-hybrid, and you still get the larger SUV feel to the Highlander as opposed to the smaller crossover feel like you might get in a Venza. The price tag is a bit steep, though, for the hybrid. The upper-end limited model I drove with the entertainment system and a ton of options stickered at $48,729. So going green is, well, going to cost you some green, but it does get 4 stars in the frontal and rollover safety ratings and a 5-star on the side impact. Look, Toyota's Highlander isn't as flashy as an Acura or as modernistic-looking as a Murano or as road-conscious as a CX-9. It is a plain Jane boxy vehicle, not afraid to call itself an SUV. It'll carry all you can stuff into it, which is more than most, and let you feel like you're leaving, well, a bit less of a carbon footprint on the earth. It does its job well without a lot of frills, but with a big dose of Toyota reliability. For an archive of my reviews, go to drivetime-radio.com. That's this week's edition of Drive Time. I'm Vinny Ricchici.